It was a cold, rainy day as I walked down the boardwalk in Atlantic City, New Jersey, taking a break from a conference I was attending nearby. I looked at the string of empty stores and felt sorry for the shop owners, wondering how they made a living in this decaying retail district. Imagine my surprise when I walked into one of the stores looking for a souvenir to bring home and was ignored by the lone employee who stood just a few feet away, leaning against the counter and staring into his phone. Since I was the only other person in the store, I thought he'd be thrilled to have a customer. I was wrong. He didn't even look up. The minutes ticked by, and I started to wonder, how long will it take for this guy to acknowledge me? The store was so small that our silent impasse felt awkward. After several minutes, I gave up and left the store empty-handed and irritated. In my head, I was shouting, "Hey, I was doing you a favor just by coming here." Then I walked back to the conference I was attending and took the stage to deliver a presentation I'd been hired to give. The topic? How to create great customer experiences. The timing was ironic, but my experience in the store wasn't shocking. Bad service is everywhere, at every price point, in every industry. And yet, many businesses still don't seem to recognize the link between the quality of service they give and their customers' buying decisions. They search and search for the newest idea for winning business and end up overlooking the most obvious strategy of all. Create an experience so satisfying that people will want to spend their time and money with the company and refer it to everyone they know. Common sense? Yes. Common practice? No. Just ask any woman. Women are on the receiving end of most customer experiences, good and bad, because they control the majority of the world's consumer spending. It's estimated they drive upward of 70 to 80% of consumer spending in the United States alone through a combination of buying power and influence. Earning their business is the key to winning in the modern economy. Yet most sales training programs overlook the simple question of whether the buyer is a man or a woman. This is both a blind spot and an opportunity. A blind spot because outdated stereotypes about women are pervasive and can stop a sale in its tracks, and an opportunity because understanding women's perspectives is a serious competitive advantage for anyone in sales. Men and women can view sales interactions through different lenses. As a researcher on women's buying decisions, I routinely hear stories about poor sales experiences that drive women away from buying products and services. Many women report being treated with less respect simply because of their gender, judged on their appearance in ways that men are not, and ignored, overlooked, or underestimated when shopping with a male partner or companion. The last one is a frequent issue. Countless women have told me about not receiving eye contact or attention when shopping with a male partner, even when a salesperson was told that the product was for her. Casual sexism is commonplace. Tell your husband he should buy this necklace for you. And so is unconscious bias and stereotyping. I'm surprised a woman wants a stick shift. Are you sure? In customer interactions, all kinds of things happen to women that would be inconceivable if they were men. Consider the experience of a customer we'll call Rachel, a woman in her late 20s whose loyalty to a major hotel brand was tested by an unfortunate experience during a business trip.